This is Lauren Metzger of the AHA School for the Arts for Telluride Inside and Out. I am speaking with Amy Barber, Curriculum Director for the AHA School. Thanks for joining me today, Amy.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you are the AHA's new Curriculum Director, and I believe you started in August. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, of course. I have a BSA in painting, and during college, I worked at an art school and was one of the managers there and did curriculum for the different teachers and managed their summer program. And then after college, I became a commissioned mural artist for a great company in Manhattan and worked for really influential people in the town or, you know, the city, and just had a really great time painting every day for 5 years.
That sounds fun. So you painted murals in apartments and offices and things like that?
Yeah, well, actually, we had a studio, and we would paint them in our studio for months at a time on muslin, which is like a thin canvas, and then go into homes just for one day because it was kind of the type of thing where, you know, you don't really want to be on an Upper East Side apartment every single day for 3 months, you know?
Nor do people want you there.
Exactly. That's more what it was, is that they didn't want us there. Not that we weren't all friends, but just who would want someone living in their house painting every day, you know? Yeah, so we would install them in one day, and it was a really wonderful experience. And just last year, I decided to move out here with my husband, and we, just spent a year cutting down some roots, and I taught at AHA for a year. I taught a handful of kids' classes in the summer program, and when the position became available, I just gave Rachel some of my ideas about what classes I'd like to see here and bigger picture stuff, and it was in line with, you know, where the school's going, and so I became the new curriculum director.
And we are so happy to have you. You have that perfect combination of actual experience with artistic curriculum as well as being an artist, which I think makes for a tremendously successful curriculum director.
Oh, thanks. Working on it.
So speaking of curriculum, with the holidays coming up, are there any classes that would be fun to take that might help me put my gift list together, maybe if I wanted to create handmade gifts for the people in my life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, starting next week on December 6th, high altitude baking is going on, and that's not a gift, but it's just to be able to get some really great, perfect recipes for high altitude from Rhiannon Chandler. She's a pastry chef over at Butcher and the Baker and worked for, I believe, Capella was one of their head pastry chefs. So she is going to share her tried and true recipes for just getting all your baked goods. So that's one
your
thing
cakes
going on.
Rise and your cookies don't
exactly.
Bread and burn.
Yeah, so you actually want to give cookies and they're not a non-gift. And for the other things that are coming up in December, there's Postcards from the Edge, which is actually a really cool class. Nancy Kraft and Sally Davis teach it together. And basically, it's just hours of creating all different types of postcards and just mail medium, different media that you can send. Or, you know, there's small-scale kind of mixed media, collage, just whatever you want to put down on there. And they make really great gifts because they're super personalized. You can whip out a whole bunch of them. You can also, you know, when the title's Postcards from the Edge, because a lot of them can be postcard size, so you can, you know, throw them in a little bubble mailer and mail them out and have a handmade piece of art, you know, sent to anyone. Or, you know,
I've actually taken that class. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
People just get inspired left and right and just keep going.
Yeah, I think myself and a few friends are signing up for the course, and just it's going to be a really good time. You know, bring a bottle of wine and just for coffee or whatever, and just chocolates, whatever. And we're just going to all create for hours. It'll be fun. So that's December 13th and 14th. December 10th and 11th, there's an intro to sewing, which is making a reusable grocery bag, but that might be a fun thing to just make, you know, a whole slew of them and just give them away as gifts. As we know, we all wind up going to Clark's and buying that $1 bag at the end of the checkout when you forgot yours.
I'd rather have a cute one that somebody made for me.
Yeah, so I'm excited to learn how to do that. That same weekend, December 10th and 11th, We have wall art welding, which is Joseph Pachoza. He's an amazing welding artist. He has a great studio down in Placerville. And we're looking for some adults to take that course because we're going to be learning some plasma, just the basics. And he makes it really non-intimidating. And it's basically making a piece that is, you know, it's three-dimensional, but it's actually able to hang on the wall. So it's sort of like using all different kinds of metals and patinaing them and adding texture to them and just welding them together in any way you want to create a wall art, you know, a piece that will hang in a home. So that would be a really special gift for someone. And that's over 2 days. And then December 16th, there's one-day watercolor postcards, which is just, you know, another way to make, you
know,
it's hard
to make. That's Meredith Nimrov, correct?
Yes, exactly. And she's just super talented, and everyone is always having such a good time in her classes. And so that'll be just another great time to be in the studio working on your own thing, but at the same time, you know, maybe you leave with a couple potential gifts, you know, like a little postcard-sized piece of handmade art in a little frame is, I mean, I have a few of those from my family members that are artists, and they're so cherished, you know?
They really are, especially, I mean, they're made from the heart and given from the heart,
yeah.
So it is the perfect gift, especially for people who, you know, don't necessarily have the money or the means to go out and, you know, have the extravagant Christmases or holidays that we've had in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not.
Me neither. It's perfect, and it's fun to make and fun to give.
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, all these courses, adults are open to fill out a scholarship application and see if you can qualify and come in and take the class on scholarship or even, you know, volunteer some work-study time. So, in essence, you know, you can do this really on the cheap.
Yeah, most definitely. And all of the adult classes are actually open to ages 13 and up, correct?
Yep, exactly.
So high school kids can actually partake in this too, and that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
I know we have a lot of highlights coming up for the winter curriculum, but I think we're going to have to save that for another for another podcast, which I think everyone will look forward to hearing your voice and your personality. I was wanting to ask, are gift certificates available?
Oh, yes, absolutely. 10% off as well on the Well Night. We're going to be set up at Nevoska Realty. But yeah, gift certificates are so great, and people are already starting to come in and purchase them. We have a lot of, especially if you're a couple, right after Christmas, there's a date night called Seductive Culinary, having it in a private home and just learn a multi-course meal and a drink and with other couples. That would be a great one for gift certificates, but really any class. It's a really great gift, and, you know, it's a super popular program, so you should get on that.
That sounds perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
I know I would love it if somebody gave me, you know, one of the visiting artist classes as a gift. That would make me so happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
It's just a different option, I think, for people when they're thinking about the gifts that they
right.
have
you know,
on their list.
Yeah, just buy a couple paintbrushes and throw a, which we have here as well, and throw a gift certificate together and wrap in a little ribbon, and, you know, you're giving an experience, and it's, you know, can't really put a value on that.
No, you can't. It's perfect. Amy,
yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today and letting us know what's going on here at the AHA School. Again, this is Lauren Metzger for Telluride Inside and Out, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.